We're towards the end of Siman Tov, Kuf, Zayin. We are up to Seif Vav. Okay. Tov, Kuf, Zayin, Seif Vav. Okay, this is a Braisa that we've mentioned numerous times. In Beitza, Andaf, Yud, Zayin, Omud, Aleph, says the Braisa, Tan Rabbanan. Ein ofen miyom tov lachavero. Can't bake from one day of Yontif to the next day of Yontif. Okay. We got that. Be'emes Amru generally means this is the halacha. Memala isha kala kedera basar, a woman can fill up a whole pot of meat. Even though she only needs one piece of meat. We already had a whole discussion about it. Rashi over here says, Debachad tircha sagi. Fine. It's one tircha, filling up the whole pot, and then when you put it on the fire, it's one act. Mimale nachtom chavishomayim, afa bish ein otarch, ela lekiton echad. When it comes to boiling water, also you can fill up the whole pot and put it on the fire. It's one act of putting it on the fire, even though you only need a little bit of water. But when it comes to baking, lefos eina ofer lemasha tzarichlo, you can only bake what you need to bake. Rashi explains because each loaf is a separate tircha. I shouldn't say tircha. I don't like the word tircha, although that was Rashi's word previously. Here Rashi says, Ko kikaru kikar tricha afiya u ridiya le'atzma, which I think means ridiya is flattening the dough. I think, I don't know why he didn't use a lashon of lisha. Maybe the lisha is all done together, but each one separately, you have to deal with the dough separately. So afiyah is not just a tircha, you know. Afiyah is a malacha, which is mutar on yontif, but mutar chochal nefesh. If it's for tomorrow, so then already that's not so pashut. Ofe miyontif lachol could be zchayim makas, right? That's a machlokes m'sachim daf memvav. Okay, but here the Tanna Kamma says that baking is different because each one needs its own separate avoda, we'll call it. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar mer mamala isha kol tanur pas neisha pas nefes yofe bezman she tanur malei. Even though you don't need all the loaves of bread, but because a full oven bakes better, even the one or two loaves that you want will be baked better. If you fill it up, you can fill up the whole thing. So machlokes between Tanakam and Shimon ben Elazar, and the Gemara paskins on Rabbi paskins at least halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Okay. So let's see that now in Shulchan Aruch. Tov Kuf Zayin Vav. Mutar lefos tanur mole pas. You're allowed to bake with an oven full of bread. Af pi she'en otarch ela pas echad. Even though you only need one of the breads, you can fill up the oven. Now, Mishabura points out in Sifkat on Lamed Beis, and we have, okay, let's see. Yesh min haposkim shesorben dafka b'miskaven shayideze yushbach hapas. Only when you're doing it with kavana that it should all bake evenly, I'm making the other breads to help me with the original bread. But if my kavana has nothing to do with that, my kavana is just I should have bread for the rest of the week, that's going to be a problem. So if you want to fill up the whole oven, and we said it's okay to fill up the whole oven with bread, that's only going to be okay if your intention is that it should, the original bread that you really want should taste better. But if my kavana is the tzorecho, it's going to be usser. Even though we said by the kedera basar that it's different, when I fill up the whole pot of meat, even though I only need a little bit, that's okay because everything tastes better. That's different, says the Mishabura. Explaining the Gemara, Shaini Hasam de Chad Tirchohu. It's different over there because it's Chad Tirchohu. It's only one Tircha. Have a hacha, but when dealing with bread, kol kikad tzarch tircha bifnei atzmo. So here he uses the lashon of tircha. Each loaf requires its own tircha. You need to work on each loaf separately. And therefore, that's worse than the pot of meat. You have a pot of meat, put a meat in, boom, one thing on the fire, finish. Here, each loaf needs to be dealt with separately. And therefore, even though the Mechaber paskins like Rav Shimon Elazar, as does Rava in the Gemara, the Mishnah Berurah says that there are poskim who want to say that's only if you're doing it so that the original bread will taste better and be baked better. Dirshu footnote 26 compares this, and we had this back when we learned this in Tovkuf Gimel, that there's a difference between putting the whole pot on the fire at once, or the pot's already on the fire, and now you want to throw in a new piece of meat. That's a new act of bishul, or a new act of tircha, and that already is not so poshut. So we said, it's okay, because it makes all the meat in the pot taste better. So, over there in Tovkuf Gimel, the Bir Halacha said, that once it's on the pot, you want to add food, it's only if your kavana is that it should taste better. So that is consistent with what it says over here. So if it's one act, then it does, you could disguise the limit, it sounds like. If it's another act, you want to do another tircha, put, after it's on the fire, put in another piece of meat, deal with more bread than is necessary, which involves flattening it and shaping it and baking it, all that's involved. So that's like putting in the meat after it's ready on the fire. It's a separate act, and therefore it's only going to be okay if your intention is that it should in fact bake better. We'll see in a minute if that's bechlal relevant nowadays in our with our ovens. Continues the Mechaber, V'davka v'tanuriyam shayu ktanim. This whole heter of making more bread than you need because it bakes better is only in those days where they had small ovens. And v'yu medabkin apas b'dofno seyem. And the way they would bake the bread is by sticking it to the walls of the oven. U'mitokshu malayim, because the oven's full, emokam l'chumu l'spashiv apas nefa yofa. And therefore that helps the heat to be evenly distributed, it gets to all the loaves the same way, whatever, and that enables it to be baked better. Aval, but b'tanurim shalano, but our ovens, ein lefos yosim vashet sarich, our ovens are different, it doesn't work, you shouldn't do more than you need. Mishra sifkot alamad dalet, aval b'tanurim shalano, says the Mishra Berurah Hatam. The reason is, each kikar needs its own separate tipul. You need to shape it and form it and bake it. You're not allowed to bake more than you need. Unless it's going to be baked better because the oven is full. That works with the olden days tanur. It does not work with our large tanurim, that we're not sticking the dough to the walls of the tanur anyway, and therefore the heter is not relevant, says the Mechaber. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Lamed Hei, V'yesh poskim shematirin af b'tanur shelanu. The Maharshal is makel even with our ovens. Okay, look at the Sharatziyun at the bottom. Ois man tes, he quotes the Marshal. V'chein posa kami'iri. Umitan dim einu mamalon. If you don't fill up the oven, az hevel aroi l'espashi b'chol ha'tanur maya malei, the heat that would normally be evenly distributed throughout the oven, if the oven were full, atam mit acheze b'pasha bo, it's going to concentrate on the one dough that's baking inside the oven. When Ephes Yosemidai, and it's gonna attack the bread and do too good of a job, Vapas Bali De Chiruch, and it's going to burn the bread. The issue footnote 28 brings down that our contemporary from the Be'er Moshe, our contemporary ovens, this is not relevant. Our ovens are built to evenly distribute the heat. It doesn't matter if there's one piece of bread in there or more than one piece of bread. And he says that this whole heter is not relevant bechlau. I mean, the mechaber holds anyway it's not relevant. Because only small ovens where you stick the dough to the walls of the oven. But even according to the Marshal, and the Mishabur brings the Marshal, so Dershah brings from this Bear Moshe that it's not relevant bechlau bismanenu, because our ovens are made to evenly distribute the heat. Okay, that is Seif Vav. Now we're up to Sif Zion. Okay, Sif Zion is heavy duty. We'll do our best. The Devrat Sina Rav. Yeah, not the other one. There's another Bear Moshe on Chumash. Not that one. Right. Okay, Shkoyach. Where are we holding? Okay, Tov Kuf Zion Zion. Okay, so give a little introduction. We're going to discuss now Lisha on Yontif. Lisha is kneading with a K. Okay, Lisha kneading on Yontif. Now, generally, Lisha kneading on Yontif is mutter, Milisha ve'elach. You're allowed to knead the dough or whatever else you're kneading, and then cook it, bake it on Yontif, and that's fine. Okay, we're going to talk here about kneading something that's a non-food substance on Yontif, which seems to be a problem, even though I'm having a hard time figuring out why we don't just say mitoch. Mitoch shehotcho letzorech ochal nefesh, shehotcho nami shelo letzorech ochal nefesh. It is mentioned in a Sharetzion over here. It's not so clear to me exactly what he's saying, but in Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohen's Yontif book, he brings down a machlekes if the rule of mitoch applies to all the malachas that are mutter on Yontif, or limited to four of them. Many poskim limited to four of them, and Lisha is not one of the four. And the footnote over there, he sends you to the Sharet Zion over here. Okay, so before we talk about Lisha on Yontif, excuse me, we have to talk about Lisha on Shabbos. Lisha on Shabbos appears officially in Siman Shin Chof Aleph, Seif Yud Dalet and Tezvav. Lisha is one of the most difficult malachos to learn. It also appears by feeding the animals in Siman Shin Chof Dalet Sif Gimel. Happens to be in Shin Chof Dalet Sif Gimel, which is not the main source of Lisha. They're just, you know, reviewing what it said in Shin Chof Aleph and relating it to the animals. But there's an amazing Bir Halacha over there, Dibra Masel Ein Govlin, and the Bir Halacha gives you all the background. And the background goes like this. There's a Machlokes in Maseches Shabbos between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe holds. Now, there's two parts of the Lisha / kneading process. I have a bowl. I put in the flour. Putting flour into an empty dry bowl is nothing wrong with that. Maybe flour is muksa, I don't know, but there's no problem pouring flour into an empty bowl. Now I want to take some water or other liquid, pour it into the flour, and then I'm going to, you know, put in some elbow grease, and I'm going to, what we call in English, knead the dough. I'm going to knead the dough. Knead the dough means make sure that the water goes all over and takes all these teeny tiny thousands, millions, gazillions of teeny tiny particles of flour and combines them into one mass that we call dough. Okay. Now, according to Rebbe, there's an Isser D'Oraisa. According to Rebbe, there's an Isser D'Oraisa just to pour the water into the flour. That already starts the kneading process. That already, at that point, he's over on an Issa D'Oraisa. That Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda holds that that's Potter. Potter Avol Osser. It's also Midrabanan. But the Issa D'Oraisa is when after you've combined the water and the flour, and then you start working it into a dough, that is the Issa D'Oraisa of kneading. Now, in the first perek, at the end of the first perek of Shabbos, there's a Stam Mishnah like Rebbe. In the last perek of Shabbos, there's a Stam Mishnah like Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. We have a general rule, Halacha k'Rebbe mei chaveiro. We And then Rebbe has a machlekes with one of his contemporaries, with another Tana. The halacha is kirebi. And the Sefer HaTruma paskins like Rebbe. There are others also, but the Iker Shita they bring down the Sefer HaTruma paskins like Rebbe. However, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Big Three, they paskin like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, because we have two Stam Mishnahs and Stama Basra Odif. It's the later Stam Mishnah is stronger than the earlier Stam Mishnah, and therefore Rif, Rambam, Rosh, and many other Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Again, is there an Issa Daraisa to pour in the water? Rebbe says yes, Sefer HaTruma passes like Rebbe, and most Rishonim passing the curse of Yehuda, no, that will be also Midrabanan. The Issa D'Araisa is after the two are combined, where you actually work the two together, knead it together into a dough. The Shulchan Aruch brings down a Stam opinion like Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, and then in the next Sif, in Shin Chof Aleph, he brings down Yesh Omrim Ke Rebbe. Because you're dealing with a shayla of an issa d'araisa, the poskim seem to bring down that the minig is to be machmir and assume even mixing the ingredients, even pouring the water into the flour or whatever you're dealing with, even that to assume is an issa d'araisa. Okay, so that is an introduction to kneading on Shabbos. Okay. Now we have a small Gemara, but now when it comes to kneading, one of the difficulties, I don't know, that I find, there's a lot of, it's very not simple sugya, is there's different types of, let's say, with flour and water. Flour is something that's called bar gibel. It's something that's kneadable. It's kneaded, it's something that you can knead. Then there are things that are less kneadable. It doesn't really work, and then there's a whole discussion, so if it's not kneadable, so is it asur min ha-Torah, is it not asur min ha-Torah, maybe it's worse just to add the ingredients, that's another whole discussion, which we'll touch on a drop, but we'll see. Okay, so the Gemara in Beitza, on Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, says as follows, Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi, said Ravina to Ravashi, Amar lan Rav Acha mihutzel, Rav Acha mihutzel said, Demar, that master, you, Rav Ashi, sharkele tanura biyantif. Okay, hold on a second. Let's take a look at the Beitza Daf Lamed Beis. Not that he is actually doing this, but his helpers are sealing the oven with some sort of putty to make sure that the heat does not escape from the oven. And according to the way Rashi says, "Vitaimalon milsa," he says your helpers are taking this putty type of stuff, the plastilina type of stuff, and they're filling the holes in the oven so that the heat won't come out. And it's taimalon milsa mishum de gibul tit toldo de lishu. That is a tolda of lisha. That's how Rashi explains it. So Amalei, sort of Ashi, defends the practice of his. Avadim, whoever it was, Anan Araksa de Pras Samchinan. We rely on, Rashi says, Al Sfatol Shah Pras Anu Nismachim Bedaber, She'en Anu Trichim Megabel Tit, She'sfat Prat Tit Megubal Hu. We are on the banks of the river Pras, and the dirt, whatever, the mud that's over there is already Megubal, it's already combined. The dirt and you have let's say sand or dirt, it's dry, and you have water and it makes a good mud ball. So it's already made into mud ballies, so it's not a problem of Lisha. So then they said, then the Gemara clarifies, Ani mili detsire me etmo. Rashi says, okay, so now there's two issues. There's an issue of how can you, what looks like they're kneading the whatever, they're mixing this dirt and water to make a kind of mud paste to seal the holes. So that's a Lisha question. And then he says, no, it's already pre-made on the banks of the Pras River. Then we have a separate Shaila, and that's a Muksa Shaila. So the Gemara says, Hanimili Detsire Metmo. Rashi says, Osabo Siman V'notku l'tzad echad. So they did something, they did a simen, they did something to prepare it for use before Yantif. Amar Ravina, so that's basically the end of that. And Ravina adds in a two-liner, Amar Ravina v'kitma shari. If you're dealing with afer, with ashes mixed with water, that's going to be mutter. Rashi says, kitma shari, legablo, to knead it together, vila tuachbo, and then smear that around the oven to keep in the heat. The lav bar gibelhu, because ashes is considered something that's lav bar gibel, and according to Rashi, it's going to be mutter. Okay. That is the background sugya to kneading non-food substances on yontif. So let's see that now inside. Tovkuv zayin zayin. Mutter liston pia tanur. You're allowed to seal the door of the oven. Bitit varefesh asfat hanahar with some sort of mud that you can find on the banks of the river. Mishaburuk points out Sefkat and Laman Zayin, Shepnei Rov Hamayim, because there's a lot of water there. Matsui Shem Merukachim, it's already soft. The Einam Chichin Gibel, you don't need to knead it together. It's ready made. The Afa God to become Makom Tarchel Marech, Osamagabi Atana Bishastima. Oh, so now the Mishaburuk is introducing a new problem. Lisha is, I take these teeny tiny Kamachdik pieces, mix it with a liquid, and now it becomes one unit. That's one thing. But then there's something called memareach, which is smoothing it out. If I want to seal a hole and I have a hole here in the wall and I put in some putty and seal it, that's the nisa daraisa of smoothing of memareach, which is what you have to do if you want to seal the oven. So even though you're smoothing on yontif, it's also an av melacha. Miruach shiny. So this miruach, the smoothing out, is different. You're doing it be'etzem l'tzorach achila. Okay, you also want to knead the putty l'tzorach achila, but that you could have done erev yontif. You can't seal the oven erev yontif. You have to only seal the oven on yontif after you put in the food, and therefore, since it can't be done erev yontif and it's a tzorach achila, that is not going to be a problem. It's going to be mutter on yontif. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of the sif again. Mutter the stone pia tanur betit verefesh. You're allowed to seal the oven with some sort of mud. That can be found on sfat hanahar, like the Gemara told us. Vu shirikho me emesh. That's only if it was softened before yontif. Okay. It's unclear what that means, says the Mishabura, because we're talking about the mud on the banks of the river already being soft. So the Bir Alochi here talks about maybe it shouldn't say rikho, but rukhu. Not that you did it, but it was already happened. It was already soft. O asa bo siman, where you did a siman. Rashi says the siman is mishum hachana. That's already a muksa issue. The nitko letzad acher, and you like kind of put it on the side. Mishabura wants to explain why do you need to put it on the side. Says Mishabura Sivkata, man, di ilav hachi ose guma benitilaso. Because then you're going to be making, if you take a handful of dirt, even if it's set aside of mud, so you just made a hole in the ground. Making a hole in the ground outside is a tolda of choresh. Mishabura continues, Uverefesh otit mirukach sheberachov shetstushim hei min hakarka. If it's like loose mud on the street, das magen Abraham sheintzach shum sima v'nituk, then you don't need to do a physical simin. You don't need to set it aside physically. Rakshia daito alayim erev yontif istom ban pitano. You look out your window, you see good mud in the street. Oh, tomorrow I'm going to use that mud to seal my oven. And according to the magen Abraham, that's fine. That's not good enough. You need to do some sort of simon. Okay, now we're not going to go through this bir halacha. If you want to spend half the night on this sugya, you could do bir halacha diber maslav vahu shirikho me emesh. It gets into the nitty gritty details of the sugya. Brings out shitas Rashi, which we did. bring down Shitas Rambam, and he shows how the Shulchan Aruch is basically wiggling back and forth between Rashi and the Rambam, but Rashi and Rambam don't have the same Shita. So he's like wondering how, like, why the Mechaber is doing that. The Rambam understands the sugya differently. It's those who want to spend, you know, it's 10:15 p.m. You want to spend till 3 a.m. You go daven nights. You spend all night working on the sugya, get a clarity. We're not going to go through that right now. Okay, right. Continues the Mechaber, aval legabel titbi yantif aser, but to knead this mud on yantif, to mix the dirt and the water to turn it into mud on yantif, that's aser. Why is it aser? Mishaber sifkata mem alav yesha kasvu hatam, there are those that write, the gibel zeh listom atano rak machshirei ochal nefesh. This is machshirei ochal nefesh. It's something that helps you prepare the food. It's not directly preparing the food. She'eino mutter rak b'i'ef shel asosim erev yontif. It's only mutter if you could not have done it before yontif, like we said by the miruach back in Sifkat and Lamed Zayin. This you could have, b'ha'ochal ha'ef shel yal gabel mikodim. You could have taken care of this erev yontif, and therefore you could have and should have done it. And if you didn't, it's going to be awesome in a Torah. That's why I was bothered. Why don't we say mitoch over here? Mitoch shor shel Torah, chuchanami shelo l'tzorach. It's not even shelo l'tzorach. It's a tzorach hayom ksat. It's even more than ksat, because it's not just stam a tzorach hayom. It's mamish machshir ochal nefesh. I don't have clarity in that. In a minute, I'll show you the Sharetzi in Oy Samach Gimel where he addresses it. Okay, so one mahalach is a problem of lisha. The yesh continuing in mishaber sifkata mem mahalach. The yesh kasu de listom hatanur kadeshi yisbashel or kadeshi itstamik hamachal mikri ochal nefesh gufa. This is now called machshir ochal nefesh. This is like ochal nefesh gufa. This is like raising the, you know, raising the fire on the oven so that you can cook. Vafilo hachi asru chachamim. So it should be mutter. It should be mutter lechatchila. It looks like he's kneading something that he wants to use for binyan. It doesn't look like he's kneading it to help him in his food preparations. So, in terms of making this mud substance to seal the oven, some say that it is machshiri ochel nefesh that could have and should have been done before yantiv, and therefore it's aser min haTorah. And we're not saying mitoch. And some say that no, it's not even considered machshiri ochel nefesh. It's better than that. It's like real live ochel nefesh. It's like shchita. It's like bishul and havara. And it should really be mutter. But Chazal were afraid they're going to see you making this mud. They're going to think you're doing shiputzim, because every other person on the block is doing shiputzim. So they're going to think you're doing shiputzim on yontif. And therefore, they asked it. Okay, right. Now the last piece of the Mechaber. Umutu legabel efer listom bo piatanur. If you want to take dry ashes and mix it with a liquid to make it more mud-like and sticky, whatever, that you can seal the oven, that's okay. So that, the Gemara said from Ravina, that kitma is shari. Let's see that now in the Mishabura. Mishabura Sivkata Mem Gimel. Lo, Mivoy Laman Damashin Chayavim Bishabas Al Gibel Efer. You don't need to tell me, according to the one who says that you're not Chayiv, it's not awesome in Atayra to take ashes and knead it. Mishum de Amis Dabak Idea Gibel, because it doesn't really make a good mud. So then, even a Shabbos is not awesome in Atayra, but Vada is going to be Shari on Yontif to do this, to help with your baking. Ella, afi, little man, don't regard the Bedarvish, ain't no bar gibel, could go make for me, shoshin, also, mayim, chaya, but there's an opinion in the Gemara that says, even if it's not bar gibel, it's even worse. As soon as you pour in the water, like Rabbi, boom, it's gonna be awesome in a Torah. Even according to that opinion, become makam, hacha mutter, here it's gonna be mutter, regardless, it's gonna be mutter, so before she Gemara. Why is it gonna be mutter? The hall, the tzorech, ochal nefesh, because here it's a tzorech, ochal nefesh. Okay, well, when we were dealing with mud, it was also Ochel Nefesh, and we said it was either Asa Min HaTzair or Asa Min HaRabbanan. So now he's going to relate to those two reasons. Ushnei HaTa'amin D'la'er Lo Shaychi Gabe Efer. The two reasons that we said before are not relevant by Efer. Sherei Me'erev Yantif Lohoya Efshelo L'Gabel. He could not have done it Erev Yantif. Why not? She'efer ain't a machzik ma'ayim umitabesh, because the efer doesn't do a good job. If you could do it every yantiv, it's just going to crumble. It's not going to last. It has to be done. It has to be wet. It has to be fresh. Otherwise, it doesn't work. V'tam sheni demachzikim agabe lebinyan gamkin lo shaychi be'efer she'ain agabe efer lebinyan. And the other reason is that asam midrabban looks like you're doing shiputzim. Nobody does shiputzim with efer. Even the lowest level Arab kablan is not going to use Afer when he's doing the shiputzim. And the kablan Afer the binyan v'kuleyama yadi the torah hatanur making on. Therefore, it's clear that no one's going to be confused. He's doing shiputzim. It's clear he's using it for the oven to help him bake. Mikamakom im yesh lo tit migubal also the kablan Afer biyantiv. But if he already has tit migubal, real tit, not Afer tit. Tit with mud, whatever, the real thing, he already has it prepared from before Yantiv, then he doesn't have the right to now go make this this Afer Dika mud. Okay, so here is the Sharat Tzion Samel Gimel that relates Mitok Talisha. This is the Shittim Mekubetzes, the Svaras HaRaj Bahana, Velinire. According to the Rambam Tov Kuf Yud Ches, the af the inyan hotzah, even when it comes to carrying outside, the hutra it's mutter mitam mitoch. We say mitoch shehutra letzorech ochal nefesh hutra nami shelo letzorech. Im eino letzorech klal asa. But if there's no tzorech at all, it's going to be asa. Okay. Now, I have a hard time with that, because this is very much the tzorech. It's not ain't the tzorech klal. It's very much the tzorech. So maybe here once it's not the tzorech, because you already have mud that you can use to seal the oven. That's the context that we're talking about over here. But then why is over here, when he doesn't have mud to seal the oven, why is he calling it an issa daraisa? Why don't we say mitoch, and it's a tzorech hayom ksat? It's a tzorech hayom harbe. Okay? Continues the Sharat Tzion, Gam lahara o aser b'kigon zeh. Uma gam, without going into the opinions of the Rashi and the Ra'ah, the ve'ochal nefesh gufu yesh machmirin be'ef shel asos me'er b'yantav, yudah, simen tov tzadikei, v'kol shekein b'zeh. If it's something that you could have done me'er b'yantav, even if it's baked cooking itself, if I have a cholent, and I could cook, put the cholent up erev yantav, and cholent that's put up Erev Yontif tastes just as good, if not better, than cholent that's put up Yontif morning for Yontif, or Leil Yontif. So then I don't have a right to make the cholent on Yontif. I have to make it before Yontif. So that's my real food. So Kavachoymer over here. Now, I'm pretty sure I didn't do too much homework, but I'm pretty sure I remember that there were two places that we already saw that, let's say, Hotza'a. I could bring my machzor to shul before Yantif. I don't need to bring it on Yantif. I'm pretty sure twice the Mishabura said that mitoch shehutcha hotzar letzarech hutcha nami shel letzarech, as long as you have a tzarech hayom ksat, even if you could have done it erev Yantif. Even if you could have done it erev Yantif, we say mitoch. So I don't know. This does not. This is the Sharat Zion that Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohen's footnote sent me to, but it didn't. Like, I was trying to look it up in his Sefer and Lisha, wasn't there. Then I saw, he has a chapter on Mitoch. So I looked up the chapter on Mitoch. So there he has a discussion. Does it apply to all the Malachas of Yantif, or just limited to the four? And then he didn't mention Lisha, and I was getting a little frustrated. Then I saw in the footnote he mentions Lisha. But all he says is, if you want to know about Lisha Mitoch, look at the Sharat Zion. Okay, but I don't know. While you're up all night davening nates and going through the Bir Halacha on the previous page, you could go through this and try to figure out what's going on over here as well. Let's finish off the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh akasu lahachmer b'gibul efer b'yomtov. They're those that are machmir by gibul efer b'yomtov. Okay. Okay, what do they do with the Gemara, with Ravina in the Gemara? Not sure. Okay, maybe that's a different shita. V'afa pi she'ein okein me'ikir adin me'kamako ma'machmer tova ola bracham. Ikir adin is going to be mutter like Ravina in the Gemara. The cause of my be'efer she'asiko me'erv yantiv de'eno muksa. You have the efer prepared ready from before yantiv and you don't have a muksa problem. Okay, this is, I said before, this is a very jam-packed sif. If you want, mamish want to get into everything, it takes around a week. So that's a synopsis. That's a Bikitzer version of Tov Kuv Zayin Zayin. And with that, Baruch Hashem, we finish the Simon Tov Kuv Zayin.